Hey, before we get started, I just want to say, first off, want to pay my respects to a guy that passed away that was a good friend and a good coach, Bruce DeHaven. Want to make sure we do that for his family and him. He fought a unbelievable fight against cancer, and, you know, this time last year he was standing across the sideline, you know, at Carolina in the Super Bowl. So just want to pay our respects to him from that standpoint.
What do you think Bruce meant to the – job you have?
Well, he's one of the pioneer type guys, you know. Unfortunately, there's been, you know, some bad things that have happened the last couple of years. Joe Avezzano, who was with the Cowboys for a long time, he passed away. Pete Rodriguez, who was, you know, good coach in the league for a long time. He was one of those guys that everybody looked up to and studied their film. And, you know, I mean, just he was a great person, too. So he helped me around or helped me out and, you know, respect him and know he's in a better place.
What did you admire about the way Bruce coached in terms of the tactics they used on special teams?
Well, I mean, first of all, the biggest key that he did was he put emphasis on it. You could tell by how hard his guys played. You know, I mean, I can remember all the way back when they were in Buffalo, they had a guy named Pike, and then they also had Tasker, who was just unbelievable. You know, I mean, he just put emphasis on it. And, you know, just his schemes and the things that he did were all really solid and all really good, and that's why he was in it for 30 years. So we're going to miss him.
What are you hoping Khalif takes from Sunday night in terms of lessons learned?
Well, you know, I thought he, you know, unfortunately we didn't have any punt return opportunities really. You know, the ball was on the ground a couple times. It was out of bounds. Weren't really good punts, to be honest with you. And then, you know, I think he had a little bit of a flashback to when against Tennessee when the ball bounced on him and he made a poor decision. That's one that we got to get corrected. And then, you know, the kickoff returns, he did a great job with the ball in his hand and then gets a fumble on the last one. So, you know, we had some return opportunities and he took advantage of those. And, you know, he just got to keep growing. You know, everybody's got to remember now he wasn't in there all year. You know, I think this is his third game. So we got to keep him going and keep him positive and hopefully get some opportunities this week.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.